Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got into a good Darius Garland conversation earlier in the show, and I think we both came around to the idea that there's kind of this latest push of, maybe the Cavs don't trade Darius Garland until the All-Star break, until the trade deadline, because of the toe injury. And I just think that's a punt if you're the Cavs. I think that's a very creative shirking of responsibility by Kobe Altman. I think it's a, I don't want to use this word, but I can't think of a better one. It's a bit of cowardice.
I mean, I just have a hard time thinking they would actually move him at the deadline. So if they bring Darius back, he's going to be there for the whole year.
And by the way, it probably should be. Because next offseason's another Donovan decision, and if you get bounced out around, if you get bounced out again in the second round of the playoffs, and you haven't made a single move that will move the needle to make this team better, can I just... I've hijacked the show a bit at points today.
Okay.
No, I want to be sensitive to this because I don't. I just want to. I want to sound magnanimous here.
Yeah.
I am getting really tired and pissed off at people who try to pass off this idea that the Cavs bench is why they lost in the playoffs, and it is just annoying the daylights out of me.
Okay, who are these people?
I mean, it's several national reporters who keep coming on stations in this town. It's several local, whether it's columnists or reporters who are like, well, maybe if we just swap out Isaac Okoro with a better player. It's like, yeah, because Isaac Okoro, he's the reason you lost to Indiana.
I mean, anyone that thinks Isaac Okoro is the reason why, you're missing the forest for the trees. And it's fine. If you want to think nothing is wrong, this is what you would do, right? If you want to think that the reason why the Pacers are the Pacers right now is because of everyone not named Halliburton and Siakam, I'd point you to what happened last night, Nick.
Well, and it's just, I just continue to fall back on, like last night, the Pacers lost because
Halliburton stunk.
Well, the Thunder just took him out of the game.
Halliburton got injured, and then Halliburton didn't score a single field goal, and that was your game. Because your stars matter the most in this league.
And it just continues to come back to, and it really is, like people are trying to create some sort of math problem that isn't the problem. Like, yeah, listen, guys, Isaac could play better. Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's fine. Dean Wade could play better. Yeah, mm-hmm. There are several guys on the bench who got overexposed in the playoffs. And that's fair. But this idea, guys, hey, we got a bigger plan for Craig Porter Jr.
Well, yeah, but this was
Are you damn serious telling me Craig Porter Jr. is going to be the difference maker next year?
Go even deeper than this, though. Like, I know a lot of people at the deadline with the DeAndre Hunter move was like, we got it all figured out now. This is going to be it. It's like, it doesn't really work that way. The pieces have to fit all the way around, but most importantly, they have to fit with what turned out to be your core four.
But listen, if you just don't want to break up the core four because you don't see value in doing that and you don't think fit matters, fine, you're dead ass wrong. And you're probably going to get fired because of how wrong you are. Or you might lose Donovan Mitchell because of how wrong you are. But I can understand that GMs get super precious with guys they drafted and that they developed and that there are personal relationships involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand it. I do. But don't treat me like an idiot. And like, listen, Ty Jerome didn't play well enough. He played his way. Guys, he's not a point guard. He was running the offense. Yes, the Pacers surmised Ty Jerome, who's not a point guard, who is a secondary creator and should always be a secondary creator, they surmised that if you pressured Ty too much, he'd fold like a lawn chair. You know why? Because he's not a point guard. And it does drive me crazy a little bit, man, where it's like, listen, if you don't want to make moves, that's fine. We believe in what we... But don't shovel bleep into the furnace and call it coal. And that's what I'm getting...
Well, that's everyone else, though. I mean, if I give Kobe some credit in this, what is Kobe? Kobe hasn't done anything
Where do you think they're getting this stuff?
Well, I mean, I just... Based off of what we can tell off of him, I don't know. Do you think all the reporters are just talking to Kobe Altman and that's what's happening?
Do I think that a lot of the completely erroneous, almost insulting ideas on what sunk the Cavs this year, are from the Cavs in one way or another? Yes. Yes. Because there's no incredibly smart, because it's never framed as I insert I mean, very Kobe, important
Kobe's
name.
Doing the same exact thing he did last year with it, though. He told you in the end of season press conference he thinks everything is great and he can win with this core four, and it's all about Atkinson and the development and what he's trying to be able to do with Atkinson. And so far to this point, it's not like he's strayed any bit away from that.
No. But I think my point is, when somebody say, instead of saying, I think the Cavs should do X, Y, and Z, when they say, well, the Cavs believe, that's, they're either getting it from the Cavs or somebody that the Cavs are telling that they believe. And listen, we're early enough in the offseason where this could be, there's a lot of smoke here. There's a lot. So, but just let's all be honest about where we are. Let's all be honest about why you lost. And yes, the Cavs have, listen, it's the pieces off the bench don't fit with the pieces in the starting lineup because the pieces in the starting lineup don't fit. That's how this goes. So getting better role players off the bench isn't going to suddenly make Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell fit together, or there not be some sort of math issue with the basketball.
Maybe what I meant to say was, if you believe then that everything is coming from the reporters, well then, I mean, Fedor himself, when he was in with us last week and has now for a couple weeks, suggested that the Cavs are more than willing to listen to offers when it comes to Darius.
Yeah, no. And so this is where I want to give them time.
That would suggest that Kobe is actually considering the idea that the core four could be broken up in some fashion.
But again,
and isn't just resting on Okoro. Et cetera.
I understand that there's a big smoke and mirror thing, but if we get through this offseason and it was, hey, the difference here is we swapped out Isaac Okoro for LaMelo Ball. Well, you know, we swapped out Isaac Okoro for Jonas Valanciunas, and we traded Dean Wade and turned him into Skippy Longstocking.
Right, no one's going to buy that.
He's a Dutch two-way player that's 7'1", 112 pounds, but boy, can he shoot the three. This is where it's like, guys, what are we doing?
We got to get Skippy a protein shake is what we got to do.
I do think Jackson Flickinger was on with Big Weege last night and posited an idea that I do think is really interesting. And you and I have talked kind of tangentially about what Jackson talked about. But I think when we start to talk about building this thing forward, I think the onus might not ever be on the right person when we're having these conversations.
A lot of it does really come down to, like, well, Evan Mobley needs to be just a little bit better. You need Darius Garland on the court. And I think any move that the Cavs make going forward needs to be with, does this move make Evan Mobley better as a player going forward? So I think that's what they need to be looking at. But it's also like the type of players that they need. They don't need the same exact type of players that the Pacers have.
So he said something there about catering to Evan Mobley. And I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I do think that's where we are. And this is not meant to be disrespectful to Donovan Mitchell, who is still absolutely the best player on this team, the face of the franchise. And he's much like LeBron waited for about 7 years for Anthony Davis to take the mantle of the team. And finally, they were like, yeah, let's go trade AD for Luka Doncic in one of the best trades in NBA history. I do think Donovan's waiting for that moment when he can pass the baton off to Evan Mobley, where it doesn't just have to be the Donovan show. And I do think, like, I think given Donovan's age and given the fact that you might trade Darius, I do think when we start to look at moves, I do think some of the moves have to be in interest, not just about, hey, how can they make Donovan better? They got to make sure they cater to Evan as well, so that as this roster grows together in the future, that when Evan is the better player, those same players make Evan better the way they make Donovan better.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, we're at the spot where we were talking in the beginning of the segment. A year from now, we might be talking about how to trade Donovan Mitchell. How am I going to construct a team if a year from now we're thinking about trading Donovan and getting out of that contract in some sort of way? So, yeah, I think Evan Mobley's got to be the focus. I wondered just how much you involve Evan. Like, do you go to Evan and ask for his input? Do you find out who he likes to play with the most? What's his dream list? Like, who's his white whale to play basketball with? And do you go target some of those type of guys?
Is it Fat Kevin Love? Is that his white whale?
I doubt it. I don't know that that's anybody's white whale at this point if you're Kevin Love.
It was about 15 years ago, guys.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That was a good time. Now, the buzz cut did not age well. That was a bad fashion decision.
Well, and he goes after people on social media harder than you do these days.
Yeah, that's true. Nikki Dubs, too. Kevin Love, number one, in terms of being out of pocket on the internets. I think it's interesting that last part you said, though, because I don't think Evan's there yet. Now, maybe it might. Listen, if you want Evan to be more assertive, if you want Evan to take more ownership in the team, it might actually be a way to help kind of cajole him into being more of a force.
I mean, I'd be dying to know if he had thoughts on it.
I'd be more surprised if he did.
Well, and that's my point. Like, if they went to him and said, how do we construct this with your best intentions and your best, what can we do to make your life easier? Would he give them a rundown of guys that he's played with, guys that he likes, guys that he's dreamed of playing with? Or would he sit back and be like, this is your job. Like, I appreciate it, but it's your job.
And here's the thing. He just might, I think every NBA player with the way the league is set up will have to get there. I just don't think we're there yet. But here's the thing.
I mean, I bet Donovan would have a list of players.
If Evan went to them and said, hey, these are a couple guys I'd like you to consider, I would probably respond at this point, you can earn that. There's a way you can earn that, and it's by being the show. And you're not, right now, you're probably the third option. And that's not a bad thing, because the first two options are pretty stinking good. But like, when you come back and you're fighting Donovan for the best player on this team, We'll look at your list again. That would be my response if I were the Cavs. Now, I don't think you have to worry about that, because I don't think Evan's that kind of dude. And he's super young still, and just like life, super young.
Yeah.
And it's not his personality. But I'm comfortable, by the way, making moves to cater to him. I'm not still comfortable yet in going to him and catering that way. Am I splitting the baby there, as
a
you would
little,
say?
No, a little bit, but it does make sense. I get exactly what you're saying, because I think that's where I almost fall in line with it, where it's like, he hasn't earned that yet, but if we're talking about catering a whole offense towards him and a whole system towards him, maybe we should be talking about this type of conversations with him.
So
Craig, I also think Kobe Altman just cares too much about constructing it himself, though, if we're being honest. He likes being the builder.
I don't think it's just him. I think
he
the front office.
He puts his
office,
hard hat on. He likes to be Bob the Builder.
But I don't think it's just, I think it's the front office. I think Gansey, I think the guys they have there, I do think they work well together, and I think they, you're right to say I think they're a little precious about building it themselves. But I think it's a them. I still think it's a them. I just don't think it's then going to most of the players and putting them in there. Craig on Twitter, real quick here, saying, as I get back there, Okoro and Wade aren't the reason they lost. However, if they had two different players in their place, they may have had a better shot to win. The fact you can't say definitively they would have had a better shot to win speaks to you and how significantly your core four failed to compete in that. Because it should be noted, there are a couple framing things that I think are disingenuous and too Cavs friendly to get to. And one of them is, well, that's just the bench. The bench is what failed us. And two is that series was close. When it comes to duration of a series,
it was five games.
It was five games. When it comes to quality of those games, there were two competitive games. You were the favorite in four of the five games. You had home court advantage. I just want to continue to reiterate these facts, because these are facts. These aren't made up things made so the Cavs can have maximum flexibility to sit on their ass if that's what they want to do. No, the reality is it was a five game series, and it wasn't even close for a five game series.
Well, Okoro doesn't change what happened in game five, where Donovan didn't trust anybody in the fourth quarter. It doesn't change the fact that, by the way, I looked it up earlier today. That was, from a statistical standpoint in game score, the worst Darius Garland playoff game he's ever had. And he's had some stinkers, obviously, but that was the worst one. And not really even close. There was no Isaac Okoro replacement saving that game.
Do the Cavs need to cater towards Evan Mobley going forward? They do need to start considering him and what players make him better just as much as they do Donovan Mitchell. Because I guarantee you, if Evan wants to be here for the next 5 years, Evan's going to be here. I can't say that about anybody else on this roster. Maybe Tyson. I'm a big Jalen Tyson fan. More on this and... I asked Albert. He answered. I don't have to like the answer, but he did answer. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Where I'm going to be leaving here in 30 minutes, and I don't know where I'm driving to specifically.
Oh, tonight you're going to the festival.
Yeah. Well, no. So the parade's apparently 2.5 hours long, and it just started.
Oof.
And so depending on where, and Vanessa's sitting in a spot that they think there's a chance. Because the reality is, I will do anything to see Olivia March, because I'm very excited for her, and she's worked really, really hard this summer. They do a very good job, very thorough band program.
Okay.
But it also gives me massive anxiety that they don't just know, am I going home to see, you know, the family, or am I going to the festival? Because if I go to the festival, if I go to the parade,
yeah
we're going to go to the festival, and then I'm already tired.
Okay.
So basically, about 10 minutes out, Vanessa's going to text me.
What exactly the plan is.
She's either gone past, the parade's over, whatever.
Oh, so you just don't even know her lineup in this. You don't even know where she's at. So no. you might have completely missed it, or you might be sitting there for an hour and a half.
Exactly. And
what are you rooting for?
I'm rooting to see her. The only thing is, I just...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dads and making sure there are things there for dads can sometimes be an afterthought. I'm very happy in my life. I'm not trying to complain. Nobody remembers to bring my fat ass a chair, is what I'm going to say. I'm just going to rip the band-aid off.
To bring your own fat ass a chair.
Because I was told before I left today, she was like, there's no chance. And then she got there and Vanessa's become friends with one of the families of Livy's friends. And so they it's feeling like Wadsworth through and through, so they know a lot. So they can, it'll be here by this and that kind of thing. So I didn't know I was potentially going.
Oh, so this is all bonus.
Yeah.
It's all bonus.
Yeah, except for the fact you got
a fun parade you didn't even know you were going
except
to.
Except I could have to stand for 2 hours in the rain. I'll do it, but it's the not knowing that gives me anxiety.
And so you can you text right now Vanessa, say, hey, bring me a chair. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, she's already there.
She's already there. So she already forgot. She forgot about it already.
5:30. I don't think you understand.
Is there
blue
a chair you
is.
Can borrow here so from the
do
station?
Do you know the history of Wadsworth? A huge
no,
amount.
No, I don't know the history of Wadsworth.
Let me tell
Please
you a little
tell
tour.
Me. Yeah,
little
pull story up your here. Own chair and let's
so,
go ahead and tell me
so
the story
blue
of Wadsworth.
Tip was a match manufacturer.
Oh, just the tip.
And just the blue tip. And so Wadsworth was renowned. They had 4 or 5 match factories back in the day, and it was a huge part of the economy in Lodi. And so Blue Tip, being one of they organized this, well, they went under, and every other match company went under in Wadsworth, but there's still a group of people who still organize this. So it's a really cool festival, and I've been going since I was a little kid, so it's very cool to see my kids in it. And I don't remember where we're going with this, but
well,
I really want to
tell you.
2.5 hours,
which is a really long time
for a parade. That's
and you're going to be standing the entire time now if you do go. But it might. I'll be excited to be like, so how'd it go yesterday? And you're going to be like, I didn't end up going.
That's how
I think this is going to happen.
So I'll be more excited the closer I get for the idea of seeing Livy March, and so I'll be crushed the closer to the thing that I get, where I get the bad news.
Mm. Okay.
Because I'll be super excited my anxiety during driving will tamp down. It's the lead up to driving, and then when I get 10 minutes out, I'll get super anxious. We're just going for don't break my heart. Just going for it. I don't want to miss out on a cool moment in my kid's life.
Yeah, I mean they'll have video taken though if you do happen to miss out on it.
I'm not gonna complain. Life is really really good. Sometimes it feels like in life. There's a lot of that goes around.
Mac, for a guy that says he doesn't want to complain, he's doing a lot of complaining in this segment. I don't know.
I thought I was bearing my soul to my friend.
Was that it?
Oh!
I don't think so.
I wrote it that ass!
Didn't read it that way, friend. Didn't read it that way at all.
Hey, I just love my kid, and you're making fun of me. That's right.
Oh, I need a chair. I don't know. Nobody ever thinks of the dad.
I do need a damn chair, all right? Understand, if you're going to spring this on a fat man, bring his chair. All right, that's all I really need.
Won't they sell chairs at the parade, or is that not a thing?
You think they're going to chair?
If not, Mac and I need to come up with our own inventory of chairs to be selling at this parade.
You think they're going to
I can mark up 300% on these chairs for fat guys only, and then sell it for $30.
And then they're going to be the $5 ones that don't hold fat people, because that is usually how it goes.
That's exactly how it would go.
Honestly, I feel bad because I usually keep, just because some of my friends and I and everything like that, we'll just go and hang out. I usually keep one of the lawn chairs in my trunk. So if I had one, I would have given it to you.
I mean this in the best way. I wouldn't take the chair because I'd be afraid I'd break it.
What kind of chair do you need? You need a lazy boy? What are we talking about here?
Okay, that's clearly profiling.
Well, you're the one that says you're going to break chairs.
No,
they
make heavy duty outdoor camping type chairs for us plus size fellas. And here's the thing. You don't know this. because you're a normal size person. The worst feeling in the world is when you sit in a chair as a fat guy and you know, if I breathe wrong, I'm just going to obliterate this chair.
You feel a little bit again.
And here's the thing.
I mean, how many chairs have you broken, Wyatt?
Look at me. How many chairs have I not broken?
Give me a guess. How many chairs in your life do you feel like you have broken?
Enough.
Are we talking 10?
Maybe 10. But here's the thing. Wow. If you do that, okay. 10 chairs.
The judgment in that, wow.
10 chairs.
I didn't know. I never thought about it.
10 chairs since I became an adult at 18. That's a chair every other year.
Did you get the reaction down to after you break a chair down? Like, it's, you got to be like, oh, what's going on? It's bad quality.
I wish. I wish I could give
you start yelling at the chair?
I wish I could give you the real response.
This is what you get for buying $5 chairs.
I just want to go King Kong. I just want to rage. And I just want to start punching people to show I'm not an ineffectual fat man. I'm a real man. You have no idea. Because listen, here's the
thing. That's how we should judge if you're a manly man or not. How many chairs have you broke?
And then how many men did you punch right after you broke
it? That's right.
You know, I need 100 Cleveland men.
What people do not understand is it's not just the breaking of the chair that's humiliating. It's that, so there's the breaking the chair.
Or the fall, too.
That, and here's the thing. As soon as somebody hears snap, and you, and because then there's, honestly, it's like a giant falling in a crowd of people. Because people are like, fatty fall!
Come on. I envision myself being like, you breaking in that chair and me being like, I 100% would go to yours. I'd go to your side and I'd be like, whoa, was this made in China?
No.
What is this? What kind of quality is this? What is happening here?
No.
I thought it was loose before you sat on it.
I'm calling shenanigans right now.
I thought it was loose, and then you sat in it, and I mean, jeez. Poor quality.
You are so full of it, and you know it.
Poor quality.
You would, hey, this fatty fell!
You think I'm going to like round up the people and be like, you guys want to see a big guy fall?
Actually, what you would do is you would wait to make sure that I didn't have some sort of traumatic brain injury, and then as soon as you saw the shame in my eyes, that's when you'd pounce. That's when you, hey, did you guys miss that fat guy falling? Just shattered a chair. Never seen a chair broke like this one.
Well, that's how I talk about it later.
It's the most broke chair.
I'd be like, I've never seen that happen.
It's like the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. There's just pieces strewn in every direction. The chair might have inserted itself. That's how broke this chair was. That's how that would go.
Yeah, I would tell stories to my grandkids about that chair.
I think I would
go up to you and I would be like, oh wow, what poor quality. Wow, not your fault at all. Quality of this chair is just garbage.
BS-ometer.
How do you sit in that type of
Mac,
thing?
Mac, you buying imagine. What he's selling? Did it pass the sniff test?
Absolutely not.
All right, Jake Byrne. Is this passing the sniff test?
Gotta be a good friend in that moment.
I think it is.
Oh.
Thank you, Jake.
No, you know what?
Jake knows I'm a compassionate.
Jake's been played here.
Nice human.
Jake's been played here because JP's manipulations, which are, Mac and Nick, but Jake's my guy. There's too much Kool-Aid going on over there.
Just trying to bully him like always so that the next
time. No, I bully Mac.
So that the next time you get one on your side. But Jake is just a straight shooter. Everyone knows that about Jake.
Or Jake wasn't paying attention.
He's just a straight shooter.
And he just thought to himself, well, JP's my guy because JP says he's my guy. And
that does, in fact, make him my guy.
No, it doesn't. No, because I'm your guy. And you would mock my fat ass if I broke a chair.
No. I might laugh for a second. No.
For a second.
I really wouldn't. I really don't think I would. I would be genuinely concerned about you. Now I'm concerned that you're going to go to this. You're going to go to this. You know what? Good thing they don't have chairs now. Good thing they don't. It turns out I don't even want to risk it. I can't risk you falling down like that.
It sounds
that.
Like a Peter Lampetto right here.
Yeah.
I can't risk you falling down like that.
Yeah, we got a vaunted Peter Lampetto. It's really not just the chair breaking. It's everyone's reaction. So one, there's the immediate, did Fatty just fall? And then there's the fake sympathy of, oh, are you okay? It's humiliating on so many levels. I cannot. And listen, it's actually been a good while since I've broken a chair because we've learned our lessons. All right, it ain't being today. What is that? It's not. It's not going to be today. I still don't love it.
I didn't call you out for calling something wronger earlier. I wasn't going to do it right there either. Friend move.
Yeah. Yeah. You just called me out about wronger.
Friend move. Didn't do it. No, I patted myself on the back for not doing it.
Yeah. And then you did it.
Clearly not. Yeah. I said I didn't do that.
There's not like, if you do it at any point, you don't get credit. And by the way, when you said acoustic yesterday, I was gentle.
You jumped on it.
I thought you
broke the chair of acoustic is what happened.
I immediately sensed JP said acoustic 3 times and my ears perked. Was there a gleam of mischief in my eyes? And then I saw, he just doesn't know he sang it that way. We're friends. We're okay.
Now you're coming back to beat him with acoustic.
Then he called it off and called it out. I hope you have a great time.
I called the dogs off halfway through.
I was getting ready to make fun of you, and then I said, can't do it. You let the dogs loose to begin with. You can call them off all you want, but they
were barking, and they were on a leash. And then I was like, hey, shh, it's okay.
You might not have fed him some bones, but you definitely let him off.
This went like 4 bad analogies. We've split them, but bad analogies in this segment. 216-474-0092. Have you also broken a chair?
Hey, you know, when you get old, that's when people will start concerning themselves with you falling and breaking chairs. Like, at what age does it all of a sudden go from ha-ha to, oh my God, he might have actually hurt himself?
I think about 27. I think people realize that once you get, 30. We get in your 30s, every fall could be your last moment on this planet. Especially if you're a big fella. And I am a big fella.
So maybe that's why I had such compassion in the play-by-play.
I don't believe that's how the rewind is going to take that one. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.